From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiators for the contentious trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership say they have made significant progress and will continue to work on the remaining outstanding issues. The TPP supporters say that the proposed pact would harmonize rules with laws between trading partners to make it easier to sell goods and services around the world. The TPP, which could cover 40% of the global economy, has sparked demonstrations in some TPP nations. World Health Organization reports the world is on the verge of a highly effective vaccine against the deadly Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein has details.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, says the initial results of the clinical trial of the vaccine in Guinea are exciting and promising.
If proven effective, this is going to be a game changer. It will change the management of the current Ebola outbreak and future outbreaks.
WHO-sponsored clinical trials of a Canadian vaccine called VSV-EBOV, developed by Merck Pharmaceutical Company, began in Guinea on March 23rd. The test proved so effective, the trial was stopped on July 26th to allow all people at risk to receive the vaccine immediately. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Security issues will be the focal point for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials over the weekend. From Egypt, Mr. Kerry will travel to Qatar, where he will meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council about the Iran nuclear deal. Then he'll travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam to mark the 20th anniversary of the start of U.S.-Vietnam diplomatic ties. This is VOA News.